Hi, everyone, and welcome to Geekable. This is a new podcast that my friend and I, Nick, we're starting together, and we are so happy that you are here and listening to it with us. Say hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks for listening. You know, this is very exciting. It's the first episode. You know, we know we're going to hook you guys. So, yeah, kick back and enjoy our soft voices as we speak into the mic.
Yeah, we are very anxious and nervous. This is our very first podcast. At least it is for me. I don't know if Nick ever did a podcast before, but I am very anxious, but I'm also very excited. There's a lot to come. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what this podcast is and what we're planning on making of it. So we decided to bring up Geekable because we have this weekly phone call where Nick and I, who have been friends for a very long time, we call each other on the weekly and we just talk about comic books. We just talk about what's new, what's going on. And that's basically been our tradition for a very long time now. And we were like, you know what? We should bring people in and they should listen to this. And, you know, the world really needs two more geeks talking about comic books, I guess.
You know what? That's so true. Our friendship does go back ways, and you know, it's just grown into everything. I mean, you know, you and I talk so about so many things. Like, you know, we'll start a conversation, it'll start about weekly polls, right? And then it'll go into Godzilla, and then it'll go into, oh, what's going on, and then, you know, DC stuff, I don't really know. Okay, let's go back to Marvel. Oh, let's, you know, it turns into a ramble of just glorious, gigantic geek culture. I think everyone could kind of understand. You know, everyone has that one friend where you just geek out with.
That's,
you know,
that's exactly it. And I really want people to have that. Want to provide, you know, that platform for people to just feel like they're home. They're just chilling with their friends. They're talking about comic books and the things that they're passionate about, and they just can feel, you know, comfortable and open and, you know, just join in on conversation and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. That's so true. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. Yeah. Just kind of getting into a conversation about something you're passionate about. And, you know, we have a lot of passions, and, you know, sometimes little warning, sometimes our passions sound like anger, but I promise we're two like pretty big fanboys about it all. And, you know, it's all good fun. And
it all comes from a place of love.
It does. And, you know, I think that everyone who's had a conversation with a geek will kind of, in a way, you know, just be, it's just, this is a home. And I think that in a way is what I'm trying to say is you will become our friends through this podcast and listening to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. You know? All right, Nick, why don't we kick this off and you just tell whoever's listening about a little bit about yourself and your history with comic books in general and, you know, geek stuff.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love telling this story. So I was about, man, I must have been like 9 years old, and I was in Cape Cod at the time, which is a beautiful part of Massachusetts, beaches. It's a big vacation spot. And I was at my grandparents on their deck, and they subscribed to the weekly town newspaper. And in that was reprints of the original Amazing Spider-Man run. And there was issue number 3. Oh God, was it 3? I think it's 3, with Dr. Octopus on the cover holding up Spider-Man by his arms and legs. And just as a kid, I was like, oh man, Spider-Man, like I love the animated show from the 90s. Like, this is awesome. Like, sure, I'll give it a whirl. So I read the whole thing. I put it back and I was like, oh, and I just, of course, like, you know, Steve Ditko, like all the, I'm going through, you know, the interiors, and I'm just like, oh, this is so amazing. And the colors and, you know, Stan Lee, at the time I didn't know who Stan Lee was, but of course his writing was just captivating, especially at that age. So that's how I got into it. And then every week my grandpa was like, oh, you like that, huh? I used to read them, like, you know, they were cool. I don't know what happened to all of them, but, and then every week he'd dish them out, like, you know, then number 4 was out and I was like, oh man. So I see how they kind of like relate to continuity. Like, it picks up right after, you know, it's not just like an anthology series. This is even better. So yeah, that's kind of like my little story of how I, you know, and then I moved to a town that has 2 comic shops, which is pretty unheard of. So after then, you know, after that, it was just all over, game over. Like every Sunday, my mom would take me. She dropped so much money on my brother and I, and it just, yeah, it just went from there. But, you know, I guess I should give a little thanks to, like, you know, the Justice League animated show from what, 2001, you know, the 90s Spider-Man cartoon, the 90s X-Men cartoon. Oh, those were awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome. But that's my little story. How about yours?
See, I genuinely do not remember if, because I have like two bits that I remember that about me getting into comic books. One of them was watching the very first X-Men movie around like 2001. And I fell in love with the whole cast and the characters and the superpowers. And I remember asking my brother if he could download some comic books for me. And he ended up getting me like some X-Men comics that were like the OG 1963 comic books. And I just fell in love with them. And I remember reading those, but at the same time, I remember receiving from my aunt who had went to Dubai, and she came back with a bunch of comic books in Arabic. And there was like some Superman comics, there was some Archie, there was some Batman, and there was some Sonic. And I would read those over and over again because they were the only comics that I had access to in Syria. And I remember also like being obsessed with those. I don't remember the age difference, but those are my two very small entries into the comic book world. And it's been game over since then. It's been obsession since then, basically.
Yeah, no, I mean, something that needs to be said on my end too is like those, the Tobey Maguire movies, Spider-Man.
Oh, definitely.
Those hooked. X-Men. Oh, dude. So, and you know what, looking back at, you know, we all laugh and stuff and like, you know, they're still really good movies. They're iconic. And it's just like they just never get old, really. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I could rewatch them now and just still sit there and be like, you know, it's just they're just really good movies. And I mean, nothing compared to what we have now. I mean, you know, this is the best. I was saying to someone at the comic shop the other day, this is the time to be a fan.
This is, you know, exactly. This is the time to be a fan. And this is why it's a great time to like, for us to start this podcast, because there's so much good things coming out. Totally. There's so much good to come in the future. And I feel like, you know, we could really hope to like, maybe, I don't know, try to cultivate a sense of community and make new friends and meet new people who are just as passionate about
absolutely
this beautiful world as we are.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how you and I met, right? I mean, exactly. You know, that's the beautiful thing about it. So, you know, that's really cool. You know, I just, to give a little background about myself, just generally, you know, outside of, you know, real life, outside of nerd world, I just graduated college. I went to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. I got a full-time job out of college. So, you know, I'm 23 years old. Man, every year I would say my fandom grows as just a fan of it all. And you know, it's that's kind of just like, I guess a little bit about me. You know, I'm in the Boston area in the United States. You want to give yourself a little intro to Anas?
Yeah, sure. I'm 23 as well. We're the same age. I am originally from Damascus, which is in Syria. I ended up studying film and television studies in Cyprus before getting a job in Russia, of all places, and now I'm here. I've been here for a couple of years now, and again, my fandom grows every year as well. Now, as I'm growing into an adult, basically, I have more access to comics and comic book related media than ever before. So I'm like indulging myself as much as I can, and I'm investing into my hobbies and my passion. I love writing, and it's my, you know, it's my go-to. It's my dream to be a writer someday, and hopefully, I can make some comics. Nick and I actually met, I think, about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Why don't we get into that? That's definitely, yeah. It's a very interesting story. I was telling someone this earlier. I was telling my mom earlier. She was like, "Oh yeah, your podcast today." I was like, "Yeah, it's, you know," I was explaining how our situation really, it's a great story, honestly, how we came to be friends. Very weird.
Tell it.
All right. I'll tell it. So we worked. Well, I shouldn't say we worked. We basically
collaborated.
Yeah, we were collaborators. No, we helped basically facilitate an app of thousands of people. It was a great community of people. You know, I'll never forget it. All around, just generally great people. And so we were curators for the app. So we just kind of helped maintain the front page, spotlight fantastic writing or fantastic art or just, you know, anything we good saw content. That was good content. Yeah. Period. And you know, we'd help run community events. You know, we'd unfortunately have to like delete some stuff and, you know, put people in their place sometimes, which was the bad part of the job. But yeah, so we met cause we're pretty much the same age. And I don't remember exactly what it was that brought us together besides, you know, working together to run this app of thousands of people. But, you know, it was just cool because we were the same age and I was like, oh, cool. You know, this kid likes this, you know, you were thinking the same thing about, you know,
What I do remember was that you were one of the few people on that app that actually read comic books on a weekly basis so that we could like talk about weekly comics and pull lists.
That might have been
because everyone else may have been like a general comic book fan, or maybe they read a few runs here and there, or they were like into the movies or the series or the animated series, but they're like, they were really a very few select people that actually were into comic books and they would read them every single week. And that was you and me. So I think that was like an instant connection. And we were like, oh, finally.
Yes. You know, it's kind of rare, honestly, in a way that like, you know, so many people like read comics, but like we like are like every week. It's just like that's what gets me through the week sometimes, you know. It's so exactly. It's funny, you know, we're just very like we're just very involved with weekly polls and stuff, which we'll definitely get into in this podcast. That's something I'm really looking absolutely forward to. But just to finish the story real quick, I mean, you know, that's probably what it was that got us in together. And, you know, we'd help each other write, you know, I'd look over your stuff, you'd look over mine. You know, we'd help each other, you know, we criticize each other. We'd grow as writers and stuff. It was a really fun time. Unfortunately the app, it's still going. I could get into that, but I'm not gonna, eventually we left and we lost contact for a little bit. And then through Instagram, we became close friends again, and I'm very thankful for that. You know, it's
I feel like through Instagram, like getting reconnected actually even brought us even closer, because in that app we were like just virtual identities. They were like just online people,
and it was kind of work too, like, you know. Exactly, it was kind of work a little bit. So
now it's like more personalized. We're like we know each other, we're actually friends, we talk about life stuff and what's going on in our lives and stuff like that. So, you know, I feel like we really grew as friends in the past couple of years, and I'm really thankful for that. I'm really grateful. And I couldn't think of any other person that I would love to start this project and this podcast with.
Me too. Me too. I mean, just, I want to say it was like a month ago. I remember I was on the road and I was like, oh, I really want to start a pod. I've been thinking it for so long. And you had just mentioned, you were like, dude, I want to go all out for a podcast, or a YouTube, or I just want to create media and kind of just like talk. And I was like, that sounds awesome, that's what I want to do. Here we are, you know, a month later. You know, I was like, dude, we should do it. And you were like, I'm in. And that was pretty much it. That's our little origin story.
Exactly.
But yeah, here we are. And yeah, that's pretty much all for my intros. If you guys want to know anything else about me, anything in particular about comics or life, feel free to ask.
You know, same here, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, we're both, I think, really excited. I think I speak for the both of us when I say we're both really excited to be starting this project, and we're hoping that it'll grow into something. Obviously, if it doesn't, that's okay. We're doing this because it's our passion and we're genuinely friends. We're just having our weekly conversations. We're just involving a whole lot of people into this. And I just want to give like a few little quick shout outs, to my friend Aladdin, who hooked us up with some amazing music, some intros and some transitions.
Yep.
And the artist who created our illustration named Maruro, who is extremely talented. I hope you like it. And yeah, I think that's all for me. There's no sponsored ads in this thing. We're not, we're nobody's.
Yeah. No, that's good. I'm glad you gave those people a shout out. You know, I'm very thankful as well. You know, can't have a podcast without those things. So thank you for putting in the time and into this.
They really hooked us up. Yeah. Anyway, please tune in, for future episodes. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about movies, video games, animated series and movies, live action series, comics, obviously, everything that's coming, everything that's come before, everything that we're passionate about. And we hope that you are as well, if you're listening to this. And we'll be on everything. We're on every platform, and you can reach us and you can contact us. And we really want to make this an open kind of platform, so that if you would love to voice your opinion, you have something you want to say, you can pitch in and we will literally like play your clip on this show, or you could even join us at some point. We just really want to cultivate a community here.
Yeah, that's the goal for sure. You know, we do have a social media presence. Shoot us a follow. You know, you can find us on Instagram at Geekable1. You know, shoot us a follow there, or you can shoot us a Twitter follow at Geekable Podcast. You know, we're going to be manning those day and night. So please feel free to shout out, you know, anything to us. You know, we'd love to hear your criticism, feedback, what you want to hear, anything. So please go ahead and do that. And yeah, thanks for listening to the intro podcast. You know, we really appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in for the first one. You know, we're usually going to try and aim for like a 30, 35 minute episode. And you know, we're going to try and have them on Sundays so that you can tune in on your day off. But yeah, more, you know, more notes and stuff to come about that. We're very excited. And again, the great, great way to start. Can't wait to get into it more. Thanks for being here. Nick, out.